This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Elsa blew past the Tampa Bay area and is heading for Florida's northern Gulf Coast, expected to make landfall by 9 o'clock this morning. Fierce wind, heavy rain along Florida's west coast, says the Weather Service. Our Mike Hempin's got the latest.
Elsa swept past the Florida Keys, but spared the low-lying island chain a direct hit. Still, there were heavy rains predicted in the Keys through Wednesday, along with strong winds. Duke Energy, the main electric utility in the Tampa Bay area, said in a statement that it had thousands of support personnel ready to respond to power outages in the storm's aftermath.
The storm's expected to come ashore far from the site of that condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida, but the wind and rain have been interrupting the search for victims. 36 people now known dead, more than 100 still missing. Miami-Dade County Police Director Freddie Ramirez says this is still a rescue mission, not a recovery operation.
We're in a search and rescue mode. It's an active investigation, and we're focused right now. Our primary goal right now is to bring closure to the families.
He talked to WPLG-TV in Miami. President Biden says the rise of the more transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus should, in his words, cause everybody to think twice. He says the best way to protect yourself is get vaccinated. Those who helped get New York City through the pandemic are being honored at a parade today up Broadway along that stretch they call the Canyon of Heroes. Those who work in healthcare and education are among the workers being honored. Rescuers have found the body of 19 victims a day after a plane crash in a remote area of Russia's Far East. The plane was carrying 28 people. It crashed Tuesday, apparently, as it came in for a landing in bad weather. This is AP News. And now to the Tokyo Olympics. Here's our Charles de Ledesma with how some athletes will get there. Here's his report.
Famous athletes in sports like tennis and golf heading to the Tokyo Olympics will probably arrive in Japan at the front of the plane. But for others, it's a little different. It's a style to which the athletes of the Pacific Islands are unaccustomed. Fiji's gold medal-winning men's rugby sevens team will arrive in Tokyo along with the other members of their national team on a cargo freight flight, which is hauling mostly frozen fish, as commercial passenger flights to and from the Pacific nations have become scarce during the pandemic. The Fiji teams were originally expected to fly directly from Australia to Tokyo, but plans were changed at the last minute due to new COVID-19 related restrictions in Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.